This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
All right, Victory Monday, Reaction Monday here on The Drive. Weekend's best, weekend's worst. Text yours in, 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in as well with your thoughts. Weekend's best, weekend's worst. I'll start with the best. My weekend's best was... I know some of you all may not be ready for this one, but that damn Trevor Lawrence, especially based off the conversation we had. I mean, I'm sure, Tyler, you probably, most of you are still there with the Jacksonville thing.
Duval.
Hey, listen, I'm a fan of potential great players or just athletes in general figuring things out, Clint. And he looks like he's figured some things out. And Trevor Lawrence, and they've been putting it together here lately. They've been on a roll, too. Maybe not 7 in a row like the Texans, but they've won their fair share. I mean, they're at 5 or 6 in a row right now. And I think a lot of people thought they were going to lose that game to Denver. And they were the better team, and he clearly was the better player at quarterback in that game. 4 total touchdowns, 0 turnovers, and if you watch it, it wasn't just the touchdowns and the turnovers, Clint. It was he's just not making the mistakes that he used to make. He is taking what they're giving him, and he looked really, really, really good. So, shout out to Trevor Lawrence yesterday as they go into Denver and win double digits, 2 scores, and they were in control of that thing the entire way, and he was the best player on the field. Didn't get rattled against that Denver defense, which can be very, very good. That pressure, and Trevor Lawrence, this is the best, without a doubt, we've ever seen Trevor Lawrence.
Well, Trevor Lawrence or the Jaguars, this is a tough day for the Tylers and the Clints of the world after what we discussed last week on radio. They go out there and not only beat Denver, but 34-17. Good God.
Yeah.
I mean, 34 versus that defense. Now, I hadn't seen the highlights. I hadn't watched the film. But that's a hell of a performance by them, especially with the division on the line. I mean, that's a game that as Texans fans, we needed the Denver Broncos to win that game to put us in the driver's seat to get a home playoff game, to win the division for the third time in a row, and to to get a home playoff game. Well, it didn't happen, and Trevor Lawrence made sure of it. So, yeah, I would say as hard as it is to discuss, I would say that's one of the weekend's best for sure.
Yeah. What's your weekend's best?
I'm going to go with Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers. I think both of those guys have caught a ton of flack. Mike Tomlin supposedly being on the hot seat, Pittsburgh needing to get rid of him and all the negative talk about Mike Tomlin. Then he goes out there and gets Aaron Rodgers. We know the baggage that comes with Aaron Rodgers, the negativity that comes with Aaron Rodgers. And those two guys have made it work to the tune of a 9-6 record. They beat the Detroit Lions 29-24. Once again, Mike Tomlin has locked in an above 500 record in the NFL for another season. And look, I'm fans of both of these guys, and I know both of them have been had caught a lot of negative press lately, and so it's good to see those guys go out there and get it done. Although it was in dramatic fashion, versus Detroit. They beat a good NFC team that's not as good this year as they have been, but that's still a good football team that they went and beat.
You got to start to put this thing is wide open. You got to start to put them in a position where you're like, are they that different from the Texans in terms of their opportunity, their chances to make a run in the AFC with how wide open the AFC? They went into Detroit. Detroit's got to have that game. And something has happened with the Steelers defense. Like we sit there, and they did it without TJ Watt. Something has happened with the Steelers defense where here lately against Baltimore, they played a lot better than they did before. Against Miami, who had been playing decent, they took Tua out. They got him benched. And then what they did yesterday against Detroit, you got to look at them a little bit different. They are playing a lot better. All right, my weekend's worst, weekend's best, weekend's worst. My weekend's worst is the Notre Dame Believers. Like by the time the weekend ended, Clint, I thought they'd have beat Brady's Patriots.
Notre Dame, supposed to be a rep for University, right?
I won't say the Chiefs. I know some of you have problems.
Well, what were they ranting and raving about? Oh, the Miami Hurricanes won.
Oh,
Alabama.
No, it started Friday. Oh my God, that game was 17-0. Notre Dame would have beat both these teams, right? Notre Dame should have been over Alabama. Then Alabama started to come back. Then it wasn't. Oh, okay, never mind. No, it was Notre Dame would have beat both of these teams. They'd have beat Alabama and they would have beat Oklahoma. Yeah, yeah. And then the game with Miami and A&M. They'd have beat both of these teams too. They'd have beat both these teams by 40. They'd have beat, except they lost to both of them. Yeah, but that was the first 2 weeks of the season. Well, what the hell are we supposed to do? Look at the Pitt game? Look at the Army game? Like the Notre Dame Believers. And I'll be honest, I didn't see our guy, Sean Pendergast, really joining in
that, into it.
But I mean that was so annoying. That was so no man. Nobody knows what y'all would have done. Hell, y'all'd have lost to Georgia too if y'all had to play a third game against Georgia and Atlanta. No man, I just hated that boy. Just all right. Any way this outcome comes out, here comes these Notre Dame would have beat all these teams. They'd have beat the 07 Patriots. What they would have said. So the Notre Dame Believers. That was my weekend's worst. Your weekend's worst.
Well, I mean, I'm going to need your help on this one, but the Rockets messing the bed again last night. Sacramento, one of the worst teams in basketball. I know it's early in the season.
It's been a good run here lately.
But one of the worst teams in basketball hits a couple of shots late to get into overtime and then knocks one down with 2.2 seconds left.
Dennis Schroeder.
Yeah, he had a good game too. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, just overall, I don't have any in-depth analysis. I just overall, the Rockets with who we are right now, following up the loss to the Pelicans.
They beat the Nuggets. Then they go on the road and beat the Nuggets.
Yeah.
And then listen, it was a back to back, right? It was a back to back. They played the Nuggets on Saturday night, and then they go back and play Sacramento. But damn, man, still blowing a lead again, and just letting Dennis Schroeder do you in. It's just uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's a tough pill to swallow there, man. That's a tough watch. Hopefully Durant and Udoka can get this thing back right.
Yeah, text line coming through. DK Metcalf, weekend's worst. Punching the fan.
He was on my weekend's worst, but I decided to go a different route. Didn't want to draw attention to it.
I mean, he's going to get suspended for that, right?
I don't know. Yeah, you would think so, just because, I mean, when I first heard the story, I didn't see the video. I thought, how did he get close to a fan? Well,
he said it was a slur. He said there was a slur that was yelled at him. Those fans are denying that. for both parties there on what's being said there. But yeah, I mean, the way that Jim and Tony, boy, oh my God, like they lost their minds. Well, who was it? I believe it was, speaking of Jacksonville, there was a bunch of players that walked over to the fans and they looked like they were about to pull some guys down. That's the last time. It was years ago. That was the last time I remember, like, football players going over to the stands and football players about to like, get busy with.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
With fans. He's gone. He must have really lost it. Because there was a lot of time from him to get from where he was on the sideline all the way over to the wall to maybe come back on that decision. And he did not. He went over there.
Even when he had Buddy by his shirt,
he still had time to let go.
He could have let go and just walked off, not been a big deal. But the punch or whatever it was, I don't know.
The pull to the smush that he's gonna get. So Trevor, what you got coming up?
It's a reaction Monday, baby. We got a Texans win to react to, and may shock some people, man. I'm not overly concerned with what I saw. I'll leave it there. We'll discuss and discuss. Also, by the way, North Shore Mustangs right up the street here over on the east side, they won a state championship. My boy Willie Gasson's going to call in and tell us about that state championship right there over Duncanville. That was a monster win. Some love to my Texas high school coaches and Texas high school programs out there. We'll do that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.